The Offside Rule. We get it.
Casey, you put up a terrific fight in this game. Some great defending from yourself, from Karen Bardsley as well. Sum up how you're feeling.
I'm a bit gutted, to be honest, because I think we came here with an ambition to go and win the game. And you know, we know that Arsenal are a great side, and we knew we were going to be under pressure, and we knew that we'd need to be solid defensively. And it was, I'd say, two lapses of concentration that cost us. But you can't deny that, you know, we defended well on the night, and people throwing themselves in front of the ball. And, you know, Arsenal are a great side, and you know, at the moment they're better than us, and they're worthy winners tonight. So, you know, congratulations to them, and you know, I'm sure they'll enjoy it until next year.
Your manager summed it up as like David and Goliath before the game, but actually for the first half, you were pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, I think we were. I think obviously they break very quickly, and they've got some great players. For me, Kim Little is one of the best midfielders, not only in this country, in the world. So when she picks up the ball and she's running it, you know, you've got a problem. So yeah, I thought first half we went in, we were reasonably happy. And then I thought we started the second half really brightly and created a couple of openings, but then they started, you know, picking us off a little bit down our left. And I think, you know, that's how they ended up getting in. You know, I said, you know, after they had the four shots on goal that we blocked, that you're not going to get any more warnings. They're going to score off the next one, and you switch off with them, and they punish you. And you know, credit to them, they did that. And you know, at 1-0, we went back up the other end and had a little scrap on their line. And if that had gone in, it might have been a different story. But you know, they won, and congratulations to them.
You're going to be rebranded as Notts County later, so a lot of people interested in this. Tell us how the team feel about it. Is it a chance to try something fresh? How's it going to affect you as a team?
Well, my hopes are that by going to Notts County, we're going to become heading towards full-time, training at the men's facilities, you know, more players full-time, investing in a club. You know, there's an already made database there of fans. You know, the marketing potential becomes bigger. You know, we're gutted to leave Lincoln, because the media response around Lincoln has been fantastic. In the 3 years I've been there, there's been nothing like it at any other club that I've been at, because the local community get right behind you. If we can get something like that in Nottingham, great. You know, the chairman's right behind us, obviously he owns Notts County, so it kind of works for us really. And if it means that we can compete at a better level, we can come here and win these sort of trophies, then it's what's best for us.
Your attention, I guess, turns to more of the World Cup qualifiers. You've got Wales up next, haven't you? And you've said in the press that it kind of feels like a bit of a fresh start for England now. Tell us the mood within the camp and what your hopes are now for the team.
I think it's a completely different feel after the Euros. You know, we've gone into these games, I think we've looked bright, we've looked sharp, and I think we've been very commanding in both performances. It is a completely new start. We're all fighting for our places. We don't know who the manager's going to be, so we're all on our toes. And every game now in Super League, and every game, every training session for England, we're trying to prove our point that we even deserve to be there. You know, I'm looking over my shoulder thinking, is the new manager going to pick me? Is he going to value me? So it's games like this, you need to put yourself in the shop window. So looking forward to the Wales game. Will we get picked? We'll have to wait and see. And I think Wales is going to be a very, very difficult game, because whenever you play the home nations, it's always hard.
Finally, you've got hopefully some time to yourself, despite the international commitments. Anything you're going to be up to in the off-season?
I'm actually looking to do my A licence, so I'm getting older now, and I'm trying to look to go down the coaching route. So that's something I'm going to try and look to do in the off-season. And to be honest with you, I'd quite like to get a bit of sun. So I'll probably wait until after the Wales game and obviously the Turkey game, and then I'll definitely go off and get some sun and holiday and just put my feet up for a bit, because it's been a long season. You know, we haven't won many games internationally or at club, so you know, I need to go and revitalise and then come back fresh.
The Offside Rule. We get it.